USHR with SAR, April 1st, 2025.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sat. Thank you so much for joining the chat, and we're very happy to have you on the chat.
Welcome, everyone. I hope you all had a wonderful month on non-doership. So let's go, Nilu.
Sat, we have 10 questions. The first couple of questions are not from doership, and it's from the previous chat that we had with you. So some of the questions have two parts. The first question has two parts as well. Question number one, what does it really mean to be present? What is the best way to be present?
It's to be, feel the quietness, turning your gaze inward is being present. It means your presence is obvious. It's not the five senses and the mind unconsciously doing things, because you're looking out, right? Your consciousness is reviewing out of yourself. But when you turn the consciousness toward itself, is being presence. A moment of silence is being present and feeling your presence at that moment. Go ahead, Nilu.
Part two. You consistently point us towards everything being for now and that everything has its own phase and lifespan. How can we apply this wisdom as the art of our living?
Yeah, I do say, for now I am this way, or for now the situation is this way. Because I am very well aware that things change. And yet human think that everything is permanent, and they get so rattled by changes. Changes is not avoidable. So when you say, for now I am peaceful, or for now my life is like this, or my job is like this, you're not setting yourself up for something permanent that is impossible to have. And you move with changes without expectation or resistance much better than you would if you thought that this is the way it should be, and just because it is now, it's always going to be. And with our characters, with our behaviors, with our approach to life, with the way we think, constantly going through changes, so we cannot say that so-and-so is this way. No, it is this way for now. It could be another way next day or next year. It's just, I came to realize that when I say that I have a mastery in something, I'm setting myself up. Rather, I say to myself, for now, I have realized this. Or whatever the situation is, I don't put finality, because I have learned that there is no consistency in anything. And which is not bad, is not something negative. If it was, we would all be bored to tears. It's just different situation, different scenario happens in life. In other words, putting our eyes into impermanency and changes more than the other way around. Go ahead.
Next question. When we are present and conscious, are we more aware of our surroundings and all its details, Or are we so present that we don't see or feel anything but the presence and the consciousness?
Yeah, that's a very good question. When you become present of your environment, you are right there and you see things in a beautiful way. You hear the sounds around you. You see the colors better. You are there to appreciate what's happening around you. And then we have a deeper state of being, which means that you're so sunken into your silence that you're being conscious 100% of that consciousness, of that pure state of being. At that time, you just are. You don't need any of the senses to feel in the present time. The mind dies down. You just are. Go ahead.
Next question. On the February 25th, 2025 US chat, you said, "We are not trying to wake up the dreamer. We want the dreamer to understand its greatness rather than the limited self." Can you please elaborate more on this?
Yeah. When the thinker is the thought, there is no use of waking that entity up. But in reality, the thinker is the soul before identification with the thought. So when we identify not as a thinker, but that presence that watches the thinking and the receiver of that thought, we are unlimited. We are limited when we take ourselves to be a thinker. Because thinker is a part of the mind. So contemplate on it, whoever asked me that question. They are all one source. Let's put it this way. If you were in the other side of the world, say in Iran or India, it would be very early in the morning for you, right? In United States or someplace else, it could be in the middle of the night or just getting dark. But nothing really changes. It just depends where your existence feels it is. Is it daytime or nighttime? Where your body is it daytime or nighttime? What I'm trying to say is, it all depends of your understanding of, if you turn yourself to being a thinker and a doer, then that's who you are, a limited. How do you wake that up? But once you realize that beyond the thinker and the thought, there is an existence that when you're quiet, you watch your mind think, and the thinker vanishes, that's unlimitedness. So it's like where you stand is where there is a nighttime or daytime. Perhaps my example was not very fair, but that's what it came to me. All right, go ahead.
What is the exact meaning of doership? Does it mean conscious doing?
I don't think too many people understand what that means. No matter how much is being explained, it's really, really has nothing to do with what you do, what the body does, and what you decide. There is awareness. There is a deep understanding and conviction that yes, my body moved through my life. Yes, the thinking made decision, that thinker was a part of it. But when you look at it closely, you see everything happened automatically. But who will give some time to that? If you do, you see it. You see it. All you have to do is go back. If you cannot find it in now that you are not the doer, go back from 10 years to now and you see that it just happened. Everything just happened. Now, this needs to be really ingrained in us, the understanding of it, to understand what it means by not being doer. It's not something that you go around and say to yourself, I'm not the doer, and contentedly thinking that you realize it. It's not like this at all. It takes years of contemplation to see that the Maya just happens. The night dream just happens. The dreamer only goes to bed. We just find ourselves in the body and everything does happen. Yes, it appears that the thinker thinks, the mind, the intellect helps, the senses are this. They're all part of it. But when we really find ourselves as a stable and permanent place of a witness, even if we have glimpses of it, we realize that why we are not the doer. Not that we are not the doer, but why we are not the doer. All right, go ahead.
Pat, you may have answered the next question already, but I'm going to read it anyway.
No, you don't need to move on.
Okay. When we feel more vulnerable, physically or mentally, we believe the Maya more, and the world therefore seems more real. What should we do during these times as it pertains to doership?
Nothing, just go through it. Because you wouldn't ask this question if you knew how to get out of it. Just go through it, and if anything, find some sort of a first okayness with the situation. You've been fooled, and we all get fooled. It's not just one person. And then be okay with it. If nothing that you can do that is helping, just let the wheel go through the motion and come out of it. We're not fighting, neither with the mind nor with our practices. When we can, we can. When we cannot, we can't. And that's just how it is. But overall, we all have a better understanding of ourselves and life. We all have less reactive life. We all have more grace that we feel in our life. So I'm happy just for that. We don't need to have solution for everything. We need to have understanding. Understanding of maybe most things don't need a solution. And they can be left alone. Go ahead.
Next question. There are times when a thought comes and I want to say or do something, and instead I choose to stay silent because I know that I will get more entangled with more involvement and or actions. By remaining silent, are we still being the doer as the thought has already risen, or is this a good way to avoid doership and let it flow? In other words, is being silent avoiding being a doer?
Yes, to be in silence, there is not avoiding the doer, there is no doer. When you're silent, there is no thinker. There is no avoidance. It just vanishes. It just goes away. Go ahead.
There are times when we do things that brings us a sense of satisfaction. Although the satisfaction is very temporary, it still feels good though. Is this sense of temporary satisfaction a part of accepting that we are a doer and are actually doing something?
Just let it go. That's nitpicking. I tell you, non-doership is through conviction. It's not through activity and approach. All you have to do is look around. Look around in your life and see what part were you rather than the witness. It's so different. It's so different than what we think not being a doer is. Contemplation. I would say, please contemplate on instead of learning how to avoid or erase or change oneself from doership to a non-doership, just contemplate on life. Realization, guys, is an awareness. It is not through intellect. It is not through reasoning. It is not through repetition. It is an awareness that dawns on you through your interest and contemplation. Okay, go on with the next one. These are nice questions. Good job, guys. Because it gives more understanding of what you need to know.
If we let go of the doer, is that the same as letting go of duality?
I'm not going to answer that. Move on.
Okay. Last question. Sometimes we make a bad choice and we say that we are not the doer. Since the daydream is like the night dream, is there anything such as a good or bad choice?
You tell me. Is preference, is duality. I prefer that over this. So if I do this, it's a mistake. If I don't do this, it's a mistake. Again, we're going to go back to not our behavior and approach, but to contemplation and understanding that turns to a deep realization of non-doership. It is not a position we take or avoidance. It is we see through the cloud as if an airplane is in the cloud and is asking about below and above. All it has to do, how can I do this and that? All it has to do is be quiet and just keep on moving upwards and then coming out of the clouds. So I think tonight, if anybody is taking anything with them out of these 10 questions, is contemplating deeply why we thought that we are the doer. What does it mean, all of this that we are discussing, and really looking life from past, from the time we were a baby until now, did our parents happen to us, or did we send a telegram from another realms to choose them? Is our sibling, was our choice? Was our look our choice? Was our body our choice? Is our thinking our choice? The time that we leave our body is our choice. Come on, we all can see that. Or decision, or making. Are you done, Nilu?
Yes, thank you, sir.
So let's go to the sharing if you're done. If anybody has any sharing or inspiration, please come forward.
Due to some unknown issues, there are lots of statics and noises. So Sad is ending the chat by saying.
Okay, so I was going to do a meditation, but I don't think of non-doership, but I don't think it's possible because as we see, we didn't do anything and this noise came. So we can see we're not the doer. Good night, everybody. Namaste to all of you.